Good evening, and welcome to another 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. Each week, I try to bring you the best in Jewish music, particularly Chazonis. That's the second hour. Of course, you know by now that the first hour is a mixture of everything but Chazonis. And I hope you're enjoying the program. We're in the 72nd week of the program. 72 weeks already. Wow. Can you imagine? Pretty soon it'll be 720. Oh, well, time does fly by very quickly when you're having a good time. And as you can tell, I enjoy bringing this music to you. In the background, we hear a famous version of Tzeina Tzeina, and tell you more about Mr. Miron, who will be honored next week. We'll hear more about that in the forthcoming week or so. I just wish to inform those of you who were planning to come to the Kumsitz at Park East that it has been canceled due to, let's say, a miscommunication. And I'm sorry to say that it will not take place, but I do expect in the future to find another venue, and I think that there is a need for it. I know that there's a desire on your part to get together and schmooze and just have a loose evening, a good evening of Jewish music, and it will take place. When and where, I don't know at the moment, but if you know me, I will see that it will happen. It will happen. Okay. Let's get right to the music. This is Colin Shachat with Shir Hanodad, the song of the traveler. Something like that. Hanodad.
Hey, Zion, you ne haderech, avanim levan banot, tov la shutar mil al shechem, el bli an harchek lindot, bein ayelet umetula, sham ayafti va eshev, Ken liktof chafatzdi, ve'nin atzli kotz v'halev. Hey, ziyun yunei haderech, avanim levan banot, tov rashut tarmil al shechem, el bli an harchek lindot. Hayekum bit om lefeta arpihilim helitulot tchol merchav gazlu mimeni shtey einayim kechulot hey tziyun yunei haderech avanim levan banot Tov la shutar mil al shechem El bli an harchek lindot Bein ayelet umetula Tar mili nafal bagay Yad raka shambel el choshech Gazezam chlefotay Hey, Tziyun yunei haderech Avanim levan banot Lo etze od lo afliga El bli an harchek lindot
Oh, that was stirring, wasn't it? That was Colin Shachat with Shir Hanodad. Okay, we're next going to be hearing MBD. You know who? You don't know who MBD is? Well, of course you do. Mordechai Ben David with Yerushalayim.
בשישה ברא ברוב חוכמה ובשביעי שבת בתנאי שבו יבוא עם בני אבות ויקיים מצוות ובזכותם הכל כדאי קרוב לשנת אלפיים נבקעו שמיים עמד נבחר קיבל תורה העניק לנו כנדוניה הארץ הקדושה כבראשית המחשבה בים ובמדבר תמיד ניסים גלויים אין מטה ופחד על כל העמים חובלות יריחו בתקיעת שופר נפלו את ארץ ישראל מן החומה אז גאלו ירושלים עד ירושתנו לא נעזבך לעולם עד בית חיינו לבית המקדש נעלה עוד בימינו ארץ אבותינו ושלנו היא לעד פסקת הרמוריה, מקום העקדה קנת דוד בכסף רב אחריו שמלך שלמה בנה בחוכמתו מקדש פאר כולו זהב הגיעו כל מלכי עולם השתחוו כולם נקל עליון גדול נורא בעבודת הכהנים שירת הלוויים קיבלו העם בני שכינה אך מפני חטאינו פריקת העול גלינו מארצנו החריבו את הכל נשינו וטבינו לטבח כמו צון על נהרות בבל בכינו וזוכרנו את ציון ירושלים עד ירושתנו לא נעזבך לעולם הבינינו לבית המקדש נעלה עוד בימינו ארץ אבותינו ושלנו היא לעד ירושלים עד ירושתנו לא נעזבך לעולם עד בית חיינו לבית המקדש נעלה עוד בימינו ארץ אבותינו ושלנו היא לעד עברו מאז אלפי שנים תקופות של משברים הלב פועם אינו מבין צערות קשות ממש נורא מיליונים בשואה ובכל זאת ליבי מאמין מאמין שעוד יבוא היום עוד ישמע פתאום כל השופר ממרחקים יקומו לתחיית עולם גם האבות כולם ישובו בשמחת בנים משמיים בית מקדש ירד בנוי באש עם ישראל מעולם לא התייאש יום שהוא כולו שבת ועוד מעט ביום ההוא יהיה השם אחד ושמו אחד
Oh, well, I hope you enjoyed that. That was a little upbeat for my program. Well, I enjoyed that. That was Mordechai Ben David. And I always complain about the loud music, but somehow or other that was okay. Hope you enjoyed that. Okay, let's go to Regesh. This is composer is Shmuel Brazil, and Regesh does some really fine music as far as I'm concerned. And let's hear Kael Adon.
Oh,
That was Regesh. And we're next going to hear from Yossi Goldstein. This is Sameach Music. And let me just get to the next CD. Running these controls does get to be a little complicated at times. But we're going to hear Nigun Rikud. Nigun Rikud. Yossi Goldstein. That was an abrupt ending for the Fabringen a cappella. And that's an album of Yossi Goldstein. Let's hear one more selection from that album. I hope you enjoy this. This is Kafelia. Kafelia.
Ta-ra-ra-ra, 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 ta-ra-ra-ra.
Alleluia, ma 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 ma.
This was the Fabringen a cappella. The album was Ribono Shel Olam, Nigune Chabad, and that was Yossi Goldstein. the Fabringen a cappella. A little different. I enjoyed it. What can I tell you? Okay, you know I love boys' choirs, and this is the Gateshead Boys' Choir with Ain Kol Eitsev. Gateshead Boys' Choir.
Ker avoy do besimcha, Kovalev betzev
That was the Gateshead Boys Choir. Not all boys singing, as you heard. We're next going to hear from the album Nigun Mojit. We will be hearing Mimkomcha. That's Nigune Mojit, and didn't sound like Mimkomcha that we're used to, but that's what it was entitled. And I hope you're enjoying this music. It's kind of easygoing, to say the least. Some of it's a bit lively. You can be lively and easygoing at the same time, can't it? Okay, this is certainly an easygoing group. This is Beatachon, and Horany.
Shakina sad el safra, veram shala shela kakadisha nirako. Nafsha, irin kadishinu, nei en nasha. Kuva virave ofe shimaya. Give vin, luyit ye givar shin alefin lo ye omur teh bechush benaya. Kari bon ola meomaya, antu malka melech machaya. Kari bon ola meomaya, antu malka melech machaya. Atardi v'heyachedun Ruvin v'nashin v'nashin V'zamru lach shirin v'rachashin Yerushalayim karta deshu v'raya
Well, as you can tell, that was a cappella. We heard Yossi Goldstein with the Fabrengen a cappella, and this was Beatachon, and smooth. I really like I like that sound. Remind you that the event for this coming Saturday night has been canceled at the Park East. And I'm going to be working on another venue and another date, and I'll keep you informed. But unfortunately, that event is canceled. Okay, Yigal Bashan with Likrat Shabbat.
Kahala Bnei Shabbat Mekabela Ve'aba Mesalsel Kolo Beshire Shabbat Deror Yikra Alehem Ine Ba Umapat Zchura Nifreset Ve'dolkim Nerot Uchehet Minhem מעבר המנגינות חוזרות ומלא פתאום הבית באותן זמירות את הקלה שבת מלכה הנה עולה על השולחן חלה ועולה תפילה שרים כל בני הבית במקהלה גדולה לוחשות שפתיו של אבא ועיניו אורות וכהד מן העבר המנגינות חוזרות ומלא פתאום הבית באותן זמירות
This is Yigal Bashan with Likrat Shabbat. Next, we'll hear Chaim Moshe with Tzur Mishalow.
Tzur Mishalow Achalu Barechu בשיר וקול תודה נברך ללא כנו על ארץ חמדה טובה שנחיל לבותינו שנחיל לבותינו רחם בחסדך על עם חצורנו על ציון משכן כבודך זבול בית תפארתנו גבול בתפארתנו.
Chaim Moshe with the Tzur Mishalom. I have to tell you, one of the joys about doing this internet program and not having to deal with different radio stations and worrying about I was kicked off the air by WSOU after 18 years because I may make the wrong statement or what have you. I don't know what happens here, but there's a certain freedom. I used to have to give a disclaimer that the following are my opinions and not necessarily those of the staff and management of WSOU. I don't have to make those disclaimers, okay? These, as you know, are my feelings. Well, perhaps you haven't seen this, but last Wednesday in the New York Post, the headline is Arafat Nobel Peace Lies. Surprise, 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 surprise. A report that Yasser Arafat, he of the Nobel Peace Prize, personally ordered attacks against Israeli citizens 10 years ago, is causing a stir, especially coming from a leader of Hamas, which carried out those attacks. The report confirms what most Israelis and many Americans suspected all along. Oh, yeah, suspected. It was plain. It was as plain as day. The Jerusalem Post says, Mahmoud Zahar, a founder of Hamas, recently told students at the Islamic University in Gaza City that, quote, President Arafat instructed Hamas to carry out a number of military operations in the heart of the Jewish state after he felt that his negotiations with the Israeli government then had failed. By the way, this is an aside, a number of military operations. Notice how, these were terrorist acts, military operation against citizens, kill children, kill women, unarmed children, unarmed women, old people. These that's their mentality. Those are military acts. And you know the papers here in this country, they talk about militants. They're terrorists. Okay, back to the article. Those talks in 2000, held at Camp David under President Bill Clinton, collapsed when Arafat would not accept a deal that created a Palestinian state with Israel returning about 95% of the West Bank. Okay, the article says returning, not returning, giving away. That land is Jewish land. Zahar also urged Arafat's successor, Mohammed Abbas, not to negotiate now and said, Hamas is getting ready for the next battle. Remember his words when the shooting starts and the world blames Israel. Okay, interesting article last week. Mohammed Abbas, he's just an Arafat with a suit. You know that his thesis in college was the Holocaust never happened. And I wonder how many terrorist acts he has authorized against Jews. Oh, well. What a crazy world. I want to ask you a question. If you heard a Jew make this statement, and I'm quoting from an article, "We need to show we as a Jewish community are doing everything we can to heal Palestinian hurt." I got to repeat that. "We need to show we as a Jewish community are doing everything we can to heal Palestinian hurt." This is from a Jew, yeah, Mandy Patinkin. This is an article that appeared just a few days ago in the Metro West New Jersey Jewish News. It's a JTA Sue Fishkoff article about a new play that is opening in California called Compulsion. If anyone is listening to this in California, I suggest that you boycott it. And if it comes here to the East, I suggest that you boycott it with me. You know that Patinkin, along with Theodore Bekel, I mentioned this last week, and 150 artists here in the Jewish and non-Jewish artists in this country, decided to boycott the opening of the cultural center in Ariel, because Ariel, a city of about 16 or 18,000 Jews, with a wonderful university and shuls and everything else, because it's in the disputed territory. Of course, it isn't called disputed, it's called occupied territory. Occupied territory. Anyway, look, any Jew who says we need to show we as a Jewish community are doing everything we can to heal Palestinian hurt deserves to be boycotted and more. Mr. Patinkin, how about the hurt of someone like David Hatuel, who I knew from Gush Katif? He had four daughters killed by terrorists together with his wife, who was pregnant, 9 months pregnant. And the terrorists made sure that the baby was killed also by pumping bullets into her stomach. Can you imagine? He lost five children and his wife. You want to talk about hurt, Mr. Patinkin? Why don't you ever talk about the hurt of the Jews who have been murdered and who have been maimed by these low-life terrorists, these so-called militants who love to just kill children and innocent people? And how about just recently, outside of Hebron, the four people who were murdered on the road, one couple that was recently married, and a woman pregnant with six children who are now orphans. What about their hurt? What about the hurt of those families? And the hurt of Mayor Indor, who was just last week attacked while visiting Har HaZeitim when a group of Arabs attacked his car and tried to stone him to death. What about those hurts, Mr. Patinkin? Or doesn't Jewish blood matter? Or doesn't Jewish hurt matter? Your bleeding heart goes out for the Arab enemy who has done everything they can to try to destroy the Jewish state. And yet you, your heart goes out for them. I don't hear you. What about Jewish blood? What about Jewish hurt? Well, that's typical of the left. So typical of the left. And as Kahani said, the world is always worried about the blood of others, but Jewish blood is cheap. Well, it isn't cheap, Mr. Patinkin and Mr. Bekel. You can have your bleeding heart for the Arabs. My heart bleeds for the Jews. And I still suggest that you boycott anything that Theodore Bekel is involved with, and Mandy Patinkin and Kushner. In forthcoming weeks, I will let you know the other wonderful Jewish and non-Jewish actors who are boycotting the Jewish state. Time for just part of one more selection before we get to the Chazanis. This is Daklan with Ki Ishmera Shabbat. We'll be right back.
מעד בינו ובני צוחפת למצוא דרכים
אסור מצוחפת למצוא דרכים
גם מי לדבר בו דברי צרכים
גם מי לדבר בו דברי צרכים
דברי סחורה או דברי מלאכים
דברי סחורה
בתורתנו תחכמני ראשון נתן קדושי
הנה לדור ראשון נתן קדושי
אופק בטת לחם משנה בשישי
אופק בטת לחם משנה בשישי
ככה בכל שישי יחמיל מזוני